This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I think it affected their whole team. Obviously, they coming from Miami. It's hot there. And then when you come here and then playing that cold weather, you get affected by it. So I think it affected everybody.
I mean, that was big. That was big because I feel like we kind of like start off a little slow. I feel like the first run I kind of missed. I kind of misplaced where I wanted to run. I wish that was like the only run I wish I could have had back today. But, I mean, that was a huge momentum changer. And man, I mean, them guys looked like they was cold out there, so we was ready to get to it.
I never thought I'd do sports talk shows and talk so much about the cold weather. It sounds like such a weak excuse for playing the way they play. And by the way, all the other teams they play against, like, yeah, they look cold. Jordan Brooks even coming out saying, yeah, afraid some of our guys might have been affected by some cold weather out there. Yeah. We missed a lot of tackles. Anyway.
That was not good, man. Josh Jacobs saying that after the game, that was rough.
They ran for, I want to say, 106 yards in the first half. Didn't do much in the second half. Hell, they didn't have to do much of anything when you're up 27-3 after three quarters. And that's pretty much what you had. By the way, real quickly before we get jumping here in this 8 o'clock hour, congratulations, man. Third round of the playoffs for football here in the state of Florida, St. Thomas Aquinas. Nice comeback win for them. Southridge got a nice win. Columbus also gets a win. American Heritage Plantation, very impressive. Beat up Norland pretty good. Northwestern, Chaminade, and Booker T, all with wins in Dade and Broward County. So want to give a shout-out to them as we are now at semifinals and then, my God, state championship. Right around the corner, a couple weeks away from the state championships here. And so after all the games and all the teams that we have down here, it is down to seven teams that are still in it, still going strong. Anyway, we also have the FIU-FAU head coach is fired. By the way, would you ever remember that happening a week apart where the FAU coach gets fired and then the FIU coach gets fired. So a couple jobs will be opening up. I do feel kind of bad because usually when the head coach goes, all the assistants are going to be looking for jobs as well. And so that's the life of being a college and professional coach, man. Is that's why if you ever look at these resumes, these guys from the start of their careers to the end, they have a lot of jobs. They have very understanding wives or girlfriends or both because, man, it is not easy in that business. And by the way, you can have a contract, and they go, now we're going to let you guys go. We got a new guy coming in. We're gonna go a different direction. We haven't talked about this Shaq Barrett thing that I'm aware of because I really didn't care at this point after the game. I really didn't care, but apparently – Shaq Barrett is saying, I guess that he told Chris Greer that he wanted to come back and play for the Miami Dolphins and probably is saying, I know you guys need me and I want to come back and I'm ready to go. And when everybody found out or didn't find out and, you know, the thing. But listen, that's the least of their problems right now after what just happened is Shaq Barrett. I don't know. I guess they've got him under contract for next year. So I'm not sure how that thing all plays out, wanting to come back late and what kind of shape he's in or any of that stuff, or when Chris Greer told the head coach and his defensive coordinator. don't know how much that would have helped when you lose, when you're losing 27-3 in the third quarter.
You're starting to sound a little defeated on me in there.
No. It just was.
Where's your upbeat? Like, we're going to the playoffs, all that stuff. Come on.
Well, they might. They might.
I need that, I mean, bro. There you go.
I'd like to see 10-7.
Sure. Yeah.
You don't want to just see 10-7, or you just want to just
I think the
on?
Team is a freaking disaster, but, like, again, you obviously see it differently, so.
They beat up on the weak.
Yes, they do.
What do you think the Jets? You think Jets can beat them?
I don't care about the Jets. The Jets have nothing to do with us. The Jets are their own disaster. They're quite a disaster, you know, by the way, but that's their own problem. We have serious problems down here. I mean, my fear is if they go 10-7, they're just going to say, all right, we're good enough. We just got to plug some holes and we'll be okay next year.
I got news for
you. That's the same thing they did this year.
If they try to run it back on what they have right now, I'm telling you right now, it is going to get ugly.
But what do you mean try to run it back? Like, here's the thing, though. That's what they did this year.
Yes,
they took last year's team,
right,
and they said, well, we're on the cusp here. We're good enough. Let's add a couple of old vets and pray they stay healthy and we'll see if we can get over
Chop,
the hump.
And we think Chop can come in and help us at the defensive end position, which, by the way, Jalen's been back and he's injured, and we haven't been able to get Bradley Chubb back.
So, you think they're going to go 10-7 and they're just going to decide to blow the whole thing up? That'll never happen. You know that.
Oh, I think they understand. If it's 10-7 and they go to a cold weather, which they will go to a cold weather destination in the first round, and they get beat up pretty good. And
I can't believe we're in here talking playoffs again. It boggles the mind, man, that we're in here talking playoffs.
You see their schedule?
They are so bad.
You see their schedule?
I don't care. But it's just like it's so crazy to be talking playoffs after they, I mean, essentially, like, what was it, 27-3 in the third?
I can't help who they play coming up. If I told you they might win 4 out of 5 or all 5 games, would you be shocked?
No, I wouldn't be,
because
what they've done. They have beaten up on those teams, but
all right. Well,
I just, like, at this point, to be going to the playoffs, that would lead me to believe if they make the playoffs, they're just going to plug pieces in.
I don't think so.
Of course they are. What else will they do? What do you think they're going to do?
I think
they're going to say, hey, Chris, congratulations on making the playoffs.
You
you're out.
You
hey, Mike, you're out.
You
hey, Tua, you're out. Like, they're not going to do that.
Tua's not going anywhere. So you want to listen, or are you just going to say he's just play to the crowd here? Are you going to, like, you want to talk reality
crowd,
or play to the crowd?
I think you're playing to a
I'm not playing
crowd
to anybody.
As well.
I'm not playing to anybody. I'm telling you right now, Tua's not going anywhere. You got to add another guy with him, which I think they will.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think they can win with Tua? Can they go into a place like Green Bay? Can they go into Buffalo in the playoffs? Can they go to KC?
Can
they beat any of these teams?
I think they can
in a meaningful game.
So I think they can win with Tua. I know you don't want to hear that. Tua has nothing to do with the offensive line. Tua has nothing to do with the defensive line. Tua has nothing to do with missing a zillion tackles, whatever that was that happened on the defense that's supposed to be a top 10 defense, the way they tackled in that game. But I agree, we got to get a lot more physical in this big picture of things to work around them. But whether you think we can win with them or without them, he ain't going anywhere. They just gave him a contract that is screaming, he's not going anywhere. He's our guy.
Yeah, but you can get out of these contracts,
you
man.
You can't get out after 1 year. You're being stupid. You're not getting out of that contract.
I can't believe you're willing to sit here this morning and tell me you think they can run through Buffalo, KC, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, all those teams with that guy under center. You've got to be kidding me,
man. I'm not saying we have Lamar or Josh or anything. I don't think Tua's in that class.
I don't think we have Russell Wilson.
Okay.
The way he's been playing. We don't have Jordan Love.
Well, I didn't. No, I agree. By the way, I think Jordan Love's really good. So you don't have to sell me on that. But
it's not the number one issue at the moment. I get that.
When you say a team's finesse,
man, they just can't win with that guy.
When it's finesse, but you're just throwing it all on the one
because
position.
It's the most important position in sports. They gave him the biggest contract in the history of the franchise.
So what happens when you can't run the ball? What happens when you can't stop the run? I just again, And the other thing is, you get whatever you do, because you got to make some changes. You got to work around to it to try to figure out. But I tell you what, when they do have that serious meeting at some point, and they meet somewhere between the owner, the CEO, and all the folks over at the training facility that run the team right now, when they have that honest talk, not somebody that's attached to somebody and, oh, I love this guy, they're going to have to be some serious, what they call come to Jesus meeting, where they have to really be honest about this thing. That's what has to happen.
And if you and I are being honest this morning, you know that they are not going to go into one of those places and win with that guy playing quarterback. I think you know that. You maybe don't want to, like, there's probably a lot of people that don't want to admit it, but I think people realize that if you want to compete at that level, you need one of those guys, and we just don't have that. By the way, he's one hit away from not even playing anyway. So,
but that's not the topic right now.
Okay, but that's part of it. That's part of it, man.
That's why you put yourself in that situation. You gained that contract. So now what
Chris decided, and Mike decided to give him that contract.
That's true.
And let 100%. Me ask you, here's another question I'll ask you. You think there's another GM out there, another GM-coach combo, that are going to want to come in here and put their names on the line for that guy? Like Mike did? Mike is tied to Tua, right? I mean, that's obvious.
That's his guy. Yes.
Yeah. You think there's another coach GM?
Mike made it pretty clear that he went to bat and jumped up and down. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened, but, you know, you hear Tua going, man, I know Mike went to bat hard for me to get this deal done and all those things. But, you know, we got to all get on the same page here with this this whole thing that's got a lot of problems on this team. The other thing is you have spent so much money on five guys that you have tied yourself up with how much you can improve the rest of this roster. That's the other problem. That's a big one.
It's unfortunate for the owner that he has spent a lot of money and is now going to waste a lot of money. I agree with you. It's very unfortunate.
So,
but you can't just keep holding on.
No, I agree. Like, I'm not disagreeing, but you can't do it right now again. But this talk, as soon as this thing, whether it's after one playoff game or you come up short after the regular season, I would think before everybody takes a vacation that you might want to have a serious talk and go, we can't do this a third straight year. We can't sell our fan base. This thing doesn't work. This thing does not work unless we can somehow guarantee ourselves to play a bunch of 2-3 and 4-win teams. It's not going to work. And you're going to play games in the cold weather. You're going to play games. You can't stay away when you're part of the AFC East and the other three teams are in cold country starting sometime around Thanksgiving. That
cold country?
Cold country.
Whatever. You know it's cold. Like once you leave Florida, I mean, even north, like Tallahassee, I'm guessing it snows up there too, but like it's cold everywhere, man. Yeah, it's cold out here today.
It's not cold.
Sweater. Right? You're wearing a sweater.
What's that have to do? Yeah,
it's cold.
I put a sweatshirt on. It's in the 50s, of course. Has nothing to do with me and the friggin' team,
A lot of texts are coming. I didn't say it had anything to do with the team. It is a nice Dolphin sweater, but I didn't say that. But
all right, well, you know what? Can you stop talking for a second here so I can go to break?
I want to read some of these texts to you, man.
Okay, well, listen. You know what we'll do? We'll come back and we'll get to some of those. We can do that. But right now, I want to tell you about Beverly's Jeweler. I want everybody to listen up. And if your anniversary has popped up on you and you didn't realize it was here, run to Beverly's Jewelers. Run fast for the holiday season, anniversary, birthdays, whatever it is. I've been going there so long, man. Jeff and Amanda and all the rest of them over there. Listen, it is the holiday season, and Beverly's Jewelers is my jeweler, has everything you need to make this holiday even better. They have a huge selection of earth-grown and lab-grown certified diamonds backed by their low-price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. Plus, Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs, tennis bracelets, and jewelry for every style and occasion. Save big with the discounts of up to 50 to 70% off select items, or craft a piece that is truly one of a kind with their state-of-the-art art design studio. Just bring in a picture, show them what you'd like, and let them put it together for you, man. With interest-free financing and free gift wrapping, Beverly's makes the holiday shopping so easy. Need extra cash? Bring in your old gold and jewelry. They'll buy it on the spot with no hassle. I trust Beverly's, and so can you. I've been trusting them for more than 30 years. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom or shop online at bevjewelers.com. This holiday season, discover why Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged. Woody, we've got that good four-pack to give away with that Cleveland Cavalier team. All of a sudden, how about the Cavs?
We need to brighten someone's day. Text line has been just a mess.
It's passionate.
I know.
Strong opinions, knowledgeable people that are aware of the history of both programs, both the University of Miami and specifically the Miami Dolphins. And their shortcomings.
Boy, this was worst case scenario Monday, huh?
Yeah.
When we left on
Honestly,
Thursday?
I was hoping for a split. Hey, I said, just give me one. Just give me one team wins. All right, Thursday, if not Thursday, how about a Saturday win?
Jeez.
But it did not happen. So what do you think about for this four-pack?
Honestly, at this point, I'm thinking you just pick a number. I really don't have any creative choices.
Why don't we do this, man?
Moment.
Be the fourth call right now.
Fourth to win four?
Four tickets.
Right,
and if you don't want them, if you're just calling and you go, I don't want them, give them to Joe, I'll take them. So let's see what they say.
You could also sell them on the secondary market.
Don't say that. Why do you say that? No.
305-567-0560 is the number.
Go to the game. Enjoy it with your family.
I
agree. It's a holiday season, man.
It's a holiday season.
Time to forget about football for a moment and go enjoy the...
By December 8th, we might not be playing much
basketball.
More football. Meaningful football, that is. Is that when that game is?
What is that? What are you talking about? This
upcoming, this basketball game. When Dolphins lose another game here, that's about it for them.
Yes. Well, officially.
I don't know if the Canes are getting into the playoff, man. I think it might be unlikely at this point.
Oh, they're talking about it, man. I see them all up there. They
got everyone's going to try.
Everybody's trying, man. Like, and by the way, there's probably
they got a 24% chance. I don't know where they get that number from.
So I'm guessing there are some people that are going to go, damn, I'd like to see that kid. That kid would be good for business. Put him out there and see if he can get in a shootout with one of these really good schools. Because we know they're not going to play defense. But we maybe can get a.
I was going to wait until later in the week to hit you with the good for business thing. Because you know that the College Football Playoff Committee cares about one thing and one thing only. Eyeballs and money. They don't care, you know, how good a team, whatever. They don't care. They didn't want to put FSU in there because they were going to get blown out. They knew it wouldn't be good for business.
That's right. That's true.
Were they deserving? Absolutely. They should have been in there.
Yes.
Is Miami deserving? Who knows? But I know that a lot of people watch Miami's football games on TV.
The sad part about it is they controlled their own destiny if they just
win
that game. And they're up 21-0. The worst part is they were friggin' up 21-0. That's the worst part.
Yeah. That went away quickly.
I mean, I was even, you know, ready for a slow start and catch up. Not up 21. That was a new thing that they haven't seen that.
Yeah.
All right, so caller number four for that four-pack. And again, if you don't want the tickets, don't give them to a friend. If you go, I just wanted to do this. But if you want, say, give them back to poor Joe. They're not going to do that. I know that. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning and a lot of football stuff, obviously, and most of it wasn't and hasn't been good news. After everything. By the way, it all started with special teams again, too, man. You know what? I knew I gave one group kind of a hall pass. Special teams. Get off. Green Bay gets a great, great return. Sets it up. Dolphin defense gets a stop. Force them to punt. And then we get our second bad play with Malik fumbling the punt return, and by the way, you allow somebody that's really good on the road to you turn the ball over inside the 10-yard line. You're asking for trouble, and the next thing you know, you are down quickly. 7-0, just like that. Anyway.
I have bad news for you, Joe. You did not get the nod.
They didn't go give them to old Joe?
No, they didn't even invite you to join. Alex said he's going to take his kids.
Good.
So
good, Alex.
That's
good,
nice,
man.
So.
That's good.
He's taking the families.
Good. No, that's what I wanted.
He did not give you the nod.
No.
I even told him you would buy dinner and drinks and everything at the game, and he said no.
No, he's taking his family. Good for him.
Told him you're very generous with that stuff, and he still said no.
No, no. Yeah, that's fine. I totally get it. It is funny, during the holiday season, everybody's looking for tickets now. Hey,
the good news is your Dolphins request shouldn't be too bad anymore.
There are going to be a lot of people want to go the next two games.
Really?
Two home games. The Jets game is going to be packed.
What?
It's going to be packed.
Well, yeah, because the tickets are sold, but like.
And then on top of that, the 49ers are going to be. Nick Bosa is bringing like 2,000 fans.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Anyway, oh boy, we got lost up. Woody, hit me with some of. Go ahead. Go ahead and hit me with what everybody's saying. It's fine.
We got Cristobal bleeped out. Should have come on, answered some questions. You got that. The market is the market. His arm is his arm. About Tua, I like that one. Canes need a gift. They're a bad team with one good player. I don't know about that. UM fraudulent all year. They don't deserve to get in. Didn't play anyone all year. Disappointed that you guys aren't calling for Lance Guidry's head. UM fans are fed up with this.
I think Lance Guidry could be in trouble.
Really?
You don't think so?
I mean, I think they won 10 games. I mean, 10 games doesn't scream like I'm going to start firing my staff, but I don't know. I know it's a different world in college football, so. What are the odds Mario finds lightning in a bottle again with another QB? Slim to not a chance.
Oh, don't count him out on the other part. He's as good as there is on the other part. He is going to hit that transfer portal hard. But the other thing they got to do with that transfer portal, they got to develop these young guys. This two recruiting classes got to be developed. Got to be developed. I felt like some of these young guys didn't catch up to where they should have been by the end of the season and from these recruiting classes.
786.
That's just me.
Two is limited. If you can't see that, you're delusional.
Listen, whatever you think of him, he's not going anywhere. They just gave him, the smartest people in the NFL for the Dolphins, just gave him $200-something million. He's not going anywhere.
I pumped the brakes a little on that. I don't know that.
What?
That's exactly the reality here. I don't know.
Well, you don't know?
You're
being stupid. If you don't think Tua's coming back and being a starting quarterback,
that you are going to have a very difficult time if you decide to move on from coach and GM. They seem to be very tied together, yes?
Mike's not going anywhere. So go ahead, keep going.
Okay, I have a tough time thinking you're going to bring in some other GM who's just going to be willing to put his reputation on the line for Tua.
I don't know what
the thinking around the league is as far as that guy goes, but I can't imagine people are real high on him.
Let me just say this, because I always love when somebody says there are only 32 general manager jobs, that somebody wouldn't take that job in a heartbeat. No matter what situation they're put in, that they wouldn't go in that situation.
The problem is you come in here, you have another bad year with this guy, and they blow the whole thing up, then what? Then you ruined your career.
What are you talking about?
You got to be selective, bro.
You're just talking. You're talking. You just say things. Like, Tua's not going anywhere.
Good luck finding a reputable, good GM. I'm not talking about some guy who's, like, you know, thrilled to get a promotion. I'm talking about a real big-name GM. Like, you're not going to find someone.
Well, wait. This is a great one here. You mean all the GMs that have been fired that are part of Tannenbaum's club? Are you talking about that one?
Honestly, I hope they bring Jeff Ireland back just for you.
He's not coming back. He burned enough bridges on his own.
They really want to stick it to you.
I just love the way you say things that you think, oh, I'm not so sure Tua's going to be back.
I didn't say he's not going to be back.
That's what you just said. He's not going to be
not
back.
So sure they don't bring,
he's gonna be
I'm
back.
Not so sure they don't draft someone high or bring another like actual quarterback
Do
in.
Do you
that can
really
with
think
him.
They're going to draft somebody where they're going to be drafting right in the middle of the draft that they're going to take the third best quarterback and go, we think he's really good? Chris Kerr's not putting his package out there. There's no way that's going to happen.
I know how you feel, Omar. I saw your garbage tweets over the weekend.
Oh no, he's been ripping you.
I know what you've been saying. Go ahead, Omar. If you want to speak.
Tua is your quarterback. We will see. I think if they get to 10 wins, Chris Greer is safe. If it's 9, it's debatable because they're going to blame it on Tua's injury. And
they,
you know,
can't go back to ownership and try to sell this whole thing.
They will, because,
well, that's terrible. That's terrible. If that,
I mean,
happens.
We're at the point. Do you really think that they're going to blow it all up? They got too much invested in this to blow it all up. Now,
no,
is it good or healthy? No, it's not. And that, if you look at Chris Greer's history, I mean, not Chris Greer, Steve Ross's history, he does things 1 year too late. And I don't see how this changes anything. Oh, Brian Flores is probably the only exception, and that was a unique exception because Brian Flores just didn't play well with everybody else. But look at his history of every other situation. It's 1 year too late.
Doesn't Stephen Ross look at this thing and go, you know, I see the same pattern as last year, and I know what you guys told me last year, and you're going
to
tell me now too, and miss 4 games, and look what our record would have been. That's great, but this could happen every year where we get hit by a certain position.
Yeah.
Or the quarterback.
It's not even a certain position. I wrote this in a column in the Miami Herald. It's the trenches. And if you're going
to try to tell him that the trenches got to be upgraded.
If you are,
and by the way, the coaches would agree with you if they could be honest on both sides.
If you're going there's literally nothing to build around in the trenches on either side of the ball moving forward.
How much are you going to build it up when you've given 5 or 6 guys that much money?
It's a hot mess. The whole situation is a hot mess.
Well,
but
doesn't Stephen Ross see that, or Tom Garfinkel see that and go, hey, guys, I mean, we're not the smartest guys, and you guys are the football guys. I always love this because those guys, you guys are the football guys. We do different things, but this thing doesn't seem to add up. We do know the money situation and how this thing works.
If you look at how they get beat and when they get beat and the time of the year that they get beat, it's always the same thing. The physical teams in December games, I'm not even talking about home or the road or in cold weather. No, if you just want to get to the underlining issue, it's the trenches. You give up 5 sacks to Green Bay, and he's constantly harassed all game. You get absolutely no pressure on Jordan Love. You can't run the ball. They run for 100 yards in the first half. That's trench play.
That's right.
It's simple as day. The Ravens will do the same thing to you. Kansas City will do the same thing to you. Tennessee has done the same thing
Buffalo,
to you.
You saw Buffalo.
Buffalo would do
you
the
saw
same.
Buffalo took that. Oh, they took that snow last night and gone, this feels like a 75-degree day in South Florida.
And they're just so used to playing. That was a beautiful game by the Buffalo Bills. It was a beautiful
Did
game.
You see some of those holes that Miami Central running back.
Yes, I'm sure he's used to playing in the cold, right? He played at Georgia and in Miami. I honestly think if we're going to combat this cold and climate element issue, we got to go up there and practice for a week. If Belichick tried it down here with the heat and humidity, you and
this,
I both
this
know.
This thing is so weak. This topic is so weak. And we are weak.
But it's real. But it's real,
no,
though.
I agree.
I walked outside for 15 minutes. My fingers were frozen.
Well, I played in it.
Well, that's because you're soft as they come.
I am soft as they
By
come,
the way,
but yeah.
We played in it and we won.
Yeah,
so
but
why?
You also had Dan Marino.
Okay.
You also had Dan Marino.
We had a lot of good
you
players.
You can't
on
say
team.
That. You can't say, oh, you're Dan Marino, then, you know, oh, we've got to keep Tua.
But you never beat Buffalo. You never beat Buffalo in it. You know, not when it mattered.
No. Our teams did. His teams
when
later
it mattered.
On.
You beat Buffalo when it mattered?
They were bad. We beat Buffalo up pretty good.
When it mattered?
In the early 80s, we did. You're talking about later on. Now I'm a different time. Listen, that guy played for 20 friggin' years. No, he got beat up by Jim Kelly's teams, yes.
Okay.
Right. I'm with you, yes.
That'll be our new gauge of how the Dolphins are going to perform if Omar's hands are cold.
Yeah, you were so.
If Omar's hands are cold, the Dolphins are way too soft to be out there.
Grind today. I know you're angry about your Hurricanes. I'm hurt too. You don't have to take it out on
he
everybody
took
else.
The ball out of Cam Ward's hands, man.
Damn. Whatever, man. Listen, that's the.
You would have kicked the field goal there too, wouldn't you?
I would have.
Yeah, of course you would have.
I would have.
Yeah, Omar,
they
sure
couldn't stop anybody, man. Not Cam Ward's fault. They can't stop anybody.
No, they can't. But Omar,
they can stop. They can't stop Sister of Mary's.
Omar, let's flip it back though.
Yeah,
you thought you didn't think that was gonna be a fairly competitive game up there when it's 27-3 after almost three quarters.
I knew it was going to be a fairly competitive game. My hope was that the defense would rise to the occasion. And
so how do you explain the really, really bad tackling? Worst tackling we've seen in a long time.
Oh, you're talking about not
Dolphin defense.
Oh,
in this game.
They were cold. They were cold.
Are you the one to talk to Jordan Brooks?
I was there.
You were there when he said, what exactly he say? Because he's going to come out, I'm sure, and say, now you guys are just, I didn't say.
Oh, I got it on audio. Okay. We're soft. No, he said it. And he did not, listen, the whole softness, toughness, we need to be bullies mentality thing, it's gone out the window. Everything, and everything that everybody says about you going into that Green Bay game, you got evidence.
By the way, the whole thing.
Yeah, you got evidence. Now, there's nothing you can say about it.
They look cold.
Yeah, they were cold. They played like they were cold. The defense played like they were cold.
By the way, every time a guy caught a little check off or a little dump pass, I was like, oh no, here he goes. 15-20 yards, break a tackle and go.
Man, my question is, why can't the Dolphins do the same thing? And here's the thing. When you're averaging 2.9 yards per carry for the last 4 weeks,
right,
you have a problem.
Right.
And you can excuse it, and that's what they've done.
Where did that thing go? Did you just step up in competition?
Maybe it went with Austin Jackson. That's the common thread. Maybe it went with Austin Jackson. The outside zone is gone. It's gone.
Oh, I see. There, he just, we're going to turn into a two-minute drill here pretty soon. Throw it. Just drop back.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't look good, just dump it off to Jonnu Smith or Achan.
I don't know how you get the running game back because it's gone. It's vanished. It's vanished in the thin air. I have no idea where it went.
All right. Listen, we got to go to break. That's Omar Kelly who jumped in here. Omar, it's just a matter of time. He's going to get you all fired up this morning. He'll pull you in. And he'll just get you all.
Man, that Canes game hurt, didn't it, Danny?
Oh, he came in. Oh no, it started yesterday. My phone was blowing up. He was all jacked up.
Oh, make sure his fingers don't fall off. It was 30 degrees out there, you know.
The main man. Hold on a second. Are we talking about the main man, Anthony Caliendo, for just a second here? Anthony Caliendo doesn't talk about cold weather. The main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts, wants to let you know that people are moving from the cold weather to here to South Florida. The main man has buyers for your business. He wants to let you know if you're thinking about it. You've been going through the process. Should I sell it? Is it time for me to sell it? Doesn't matter what size it is. Doesn't matter how specialized it is. The main man has buyers for your business. This is what he does, man. This is what he does. And so you got to ask yourself this question. Are you just tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? More people are doing what you used to do by yourself. Are you tired of your employees? They're leaving. They don't show up. They don't work hard. Have you come home more than once in recent days and said, I got to get out, honey. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm burned out. I don't want to do it. It's been good to us, but I want to cash out. If that's you, maybe it's time to talk to the main man. He can sell your biz. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo and let him flip your biz and cash you out in a big, big way. Here's the other part of this thing. Most business owners have no idea what their company is worth, what their business is worth. So that happens to most people. Well, the main man offers a free, no-obligation business valuation worth $2,500. Call him and find out today. You will deal directly with the main man, the guy that puts deals together. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online to themainman.com. His name is Anthony Caliendo. You got to meet with him and hear what he has to say and find out what he can do and help you sell your business.
All right, let's get you some weather brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 60 degrees and sunny, and that means it's mitten weather for Omar Kelly. There you go. Back to you guys.
Nobody laugh. Don't laugh. Don't even smile at it, Omar. Why you're just letting them?
My fingers were cold, Joe. I went with the open finger thing. You know, the gloves with the open fingers because you know I got a tight
Rocky
and stuff.
Balboa thing. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Man, when I walked to the car, Joe, my fingers were frozen. Like I needed one of those heating things in my pocket. Yeah.
I don't know how the Dolphins can play in that. That's crazy.
It's tough. Yeah. Hey, until you experience it.
I've never experienced 40 degrees. Was it 30?
No.
It was never in my life.
It was wind chill in the tens.
No. Omar, nobody's asking you to play in it. That's not your job.
That's true.
Yeah, but he couldn't even type in it. His fingers were frozen.
My fingers were frozen.
He couldn't even type.
I'm not even going to lie.
He had to play through that.
You get there early and watch you guys warm up?
Yeah.
So the guys were running routes and looked good. I thought Tua threw the ball well in warm-ups.
I don't think it was the offensive issue. Now, defensively.
Offensive issue. They had 3 points in the first three quarters, Omar.
I don't know if.
They did. That's a fact. I didn't make that up.
They couldn't run the ball. But that's been an issue for warm weather, cold weather. That's a reoccurring issue. That's who they are right now, and I don't know how to fix that. I don't know how to solve that, and I think that's a Mike McDaniel issue. Defensively, they weren't tackling anybody. It was alligator arms. Yeah. And I don't know how much of it to blame on not having Anthony Walker Jr. because. I think that the replacement
is man, I understand certain guys don't play and stuff, but the next man up, man, all over the league.
No, and that guy played in Seattle, so he should know Dodson played in Seattle, but there's a reason why they cut him. And it wasn't that good for them. And here he is replacing Anthony Walker, and I know he had an interception and a bunch of tackles the previous game, but it didn't look good. It didn't look good. Jordan Poirier, he played in Buffalo. Didn't look good.
No.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. Just tackling is an issue, or was an issue. But then you got to talk about the edge rush. Where was the edge rush? Where's the pass rush? Jordan Love might not have heaped. His jersey was clean.
So they first of all, compared to the last 2 weeks against the Patriots and Raiders,
Two bad teams.
They faced an offensive line, drafted all their own draft picks.
Oh, you talking about Green Bay?
Green Bay.
Yeah.
So I'm saying they played against a really good offensive line.
They know how to draft.
Yeah.
They
150 yards a game, you know what you're doing. You run for 150 a game.
The Dolphins have allowed 7 opponents to rush for over 100 yards. And I understand Calais Campbell. It's a Thursday night game, short week. He was on a limited snap count, played only 29 snaps. I get it. He's an old man. He cannot play that many snaps. But, and you just lost Tyus Bowser, put him on IR to a knee injury. So, somebody has to step up. And obviously, Quentin Bell is a downgrade from Bowser. But, somebody's got to come in here and put on a cape and rescue this team. And if it's not Bradley Chubb, I don't know if it's going to be anybody.
Is he close?
He is close. But what are we at? We're December 2nd. This week, next week, I think at this point.
Does he score touchdowns? Because when you have 3 points, they're like almost three quarters. That's kind of your issue, no?
I didn't see offense as that much of an issue. They
had 3 points for three quarters.
Teams. Yeah.
And you know when they started scoring?
At the end?
When they like let up and said, here, throw all Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith us to death underneath. Yeah. The clock just keeps on running, Jonnu. Get yourself 8, 10, 12. Jonnu
Smith. This is the same exact thing that happened in the games last year, right?
Hey, man, I've been in these games.
But that's exactly what happened. Like, the defense keeps you in it long enough.
The defense didn't keep you in it.
I know the defense didn't play well that specific game, but
didn't
like.
Keep you in it.
Hey,
that's
you know kind of
how it was. They just couldn't score.
Why we're passing out sharp knives to everybody this morning. special teams, first two plays.
Oh,
long
man.
Return to start. Your defense gets a stop, and then you fumble a punt. And not only do you fumble it, but they get a drive to start inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, man. That was bad. The rookie, he made a rookie mistake.
Malik Washington.
Yeah, he made a rookie mistake.
Saw that ball curving and curving. I went, oh, no.
Should have just left it alone.
Oh, no, by the way, if it's starting to break on you too much and you don't feel comfortable – and your brain says, I'm not sure about this one. Let it go, bro.
Yeah, but he's not an experienced punt returner. And that's the situation that you put yourself in when you don't have an experienced punt returner back there. But here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have Tyreek in that situation?
No, I don't want Tyreek back there.
Okay, that's your only option. So
I want to see Tyreek a big part of the offense.
I mean, he's not really a big part of the offense right now.
How is Tyreek doing under what's going on? How's he?
He stepped up and he was trying to be Mr. Leader after Thursday night's game. And I was proud of him. I was proud of him. He grabbed the rookie and he was like, listen, I'm up 5 punts in my career. Like, nobody's talking about it. Just, build off this.
No, things are going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that right now this team's under a microscope because you're at the end, you dug a big hole,
mm-hmm.
and everything that doesn't go right
You knew you were going to lose one. Okay,
Omar's so proud of him because he didn't torch the locker room after this.
He's not, listen.
Yeah, because what are they paying him? What was that number again?
Damn, you were salty today.
No, I'm just asking. What are they paying him? Like you I mean,
he's at 30, like 32.
Oh, okay. So he, what do you? So he should go in there and you don't like the locker room on fire afterwards and just say we suck.
He's on pace for his worst statistical season ever, and he's not pouting or crying about it, and he's being a good team player. And
well, you know what? He made the choice to sign here. He could be playing with Pat Mahomes if he wanted to.
Okay, but what does that have to do with anything?
But he made the decision to come here. He knew.
He knew
what? He had to know what he was getting into.
He knew what? What did he know?
What do you think?
No, I want
to leave in Kansas City to go to a team that hasn't won a playoff game in a quarter century. So,
oh, don't worry. He's been a happy camper last 2 years, going over 1,700 yards and getting
he's getting
those targets and getting his money. He's been just fine.
This is a different type of challenge for him. I don't know why it's so hard for this team, considering Tyreek has probably faced double coverages his whole career. But, you know, hey, this they're getting the ball. They're spreading the ball out to everybody else. The question I have is it working?
I got news for you. Jonnu Smith's going to have 80-something catches when this
season. He's already at a career high in every in yardage.
Went over all his numbers.
Went over all his career highs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's going to have a phenomenal year. The question is, you know, are you happy being the 16th best offense in the NFL when you're the number one offense? For a number one and number four the previous 2 years, what happened? What changed? And people say, oh, it's the four games you play without Tua. No, that's not it. Your identity has changed. You can't run the ball right now. You can't run the ball anymore. And I think that sets you up for everything that you do.
I agree.
And when is it coming back?
I think everybody agrees you probably not good to be running for 60, 70, 40 yards a game.
No.
Especially in the cold weather, probably not the. You got to be able to run it.
Inside, outside,
just got to be able to run it.
I don't know how you fix this. I really don't know how you fix it because you know you got Isaiah Wynn.
That change is going to take place at left?
No,
I don't either.
No, because the coaches say this is Robert Jones's. You know,
Maybe you don't fix it.
Rob,
isn't that like a possibility? Maybe this is what it is, and it's time to make some serious changes. Maybe you don't fix it.
I think the coach is playing the best five guys.
Keep plugging in crap all over the place. By the way, Texter asked, he said, Speedy, tell us again when OBJ is saving us. You're Speedy, by the way.
I know. Whoever told you OBJ was going to save the season?
That might have been a Joe thing, to be honest.
Like,
if you didn't say it. I lose track of all your guys'
I didn't
takes,
say it, but, like. OBJ looks old.
I think that was a Joe thing.
It was me. By the way, he has aged from last year to what he is right now.
No
matter how much he likes to celebrate with the fans before the game and all the one-handed catches, he has slowed down.
Father Time is undefeated.
Any closer to that 500 yards you said he was going to get?
He's only about 440 away, so you need
We're
to
getting
leave
there.
That alone.
Hey, they got some bad teams on the schedule they can feast on soon, so... Time to pad those numbers.
I wonder if the Hurricanes have some bad teams on the schedule they can feast on. Although that was Syracuse.
Their season's over.
Yeah,
thank you.
Peach Bowl?
I'm thinking maybe Pinstripe.
Pinstripe? Okay.
I don't know what the ties are this year.
You talking about for this Miami team if they don't get in?
Squandered out. Does Cam Ward play in a meaningless bowl, or is he going?
I can't make that decision.
There's a $1.5 million question right there.
Yeah.
Would you?
No. No. Mm-mm. No, sir.
I probably wouldn't either.
You talk about if they don't get in this thing.
Yeah.
Which is a long shot. Boy, what a waste.
You think they're a playoff team, Omar?
I would like to see them in because not just because of my Miami ties. Cam Ward is highlight player. Cam Ward is probably the most exciting player in college football.
He did it again the other night, man. He made some throws.
He's good for ratings. The question is, you know, can the Hurricanes sell tickets and, you know, can they draw TV ratings and sell tickets? And
the ratings are not a problem.
They
draw ratings.
At least Omar's on board. He knows what the committee looks for.
Yes.
The only thing that matters is money.
Absolutely. Money and ratings.
You don't think they're looking for the best teams?
No.
Not at all. No.
This is money.
The most competitive teams.
No. This is about TV ratings
and
money.
The best TV matchups possible.
Absolutely.
Come on, man. You know that.
Look at you two.
This is but I do think that it's healthy for the ACC to get two teams in. But the question is, does Clemson go in?
Clemson loses this game. That's four losses. It's hard to imagine They lost South Carolina for a third loss. That's true.
They just lost to South Carolina.
They lose to SMU.
Okay,
How do you put 14?
So you think UM?
Well, if they go two, then Miami be the second guy. It's not going to be Clemson.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here. Running late. 9 o'clock hour's coming up, man. Omar, save all those thoughts. You and smartass in the other room have been saying all morning here.
Coming up next, Joe tells us how we get to the 7 seed.
It can still happen, man. It can still happen. Omar, can it still happen?
Yeah.
All right. Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got my man Omar. He'll tell you. ED and low T. Woody, I think you might be dealing with it here after our teams lose. Man, you've been a tough son of a gun back there. If you are going through low T or ED right now, it's normal. Happens to men at some point. Half the men in their age of 50 are dealing with ED. Half the men are like making excuses of what's wrong in the bedroom. Boy, that's... I got to tell you, if you're going through it in low T, where whether it's just your energy level's not where it used to be and you notice you're tired all the friggin' time or your sex drive is gone or both, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Man, this is what they do. They knock out ED and low T. They take the cousins and just get rid of them once and for all. Hey, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. I did 8-9 months ago, man. Great results. I've just been telling everybody. Some of my good friends have now all joined the team too. And I tell them, I go, look it, man, whether it's just, and they always tell me the same thing. Oh, it's just low T, Joe. It's not ED. I go, it doesn't matter, man. It's none of my business. But if you're going through it right now, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with their professionals, their Florida licensed medical provider. They'll give you the T and the PSA test. You get the results, and then they go over a plan that's perfect for you, man, so you can get great results quickly and knock out ED and low T. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Seriously, great results for the holiday season. And if somebody doesn't give you a Atlantic Men's Clinic package, then I think you should just do it for yourself. Because, man, you will notice a big difference. Start working out more, eating less, just everything, just so much better. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.